Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you can say Austin.
Okay. Hi, we are live in the remix. Welcome. I am your host, Blue Raspberry Wynn. And this evening, we have four wonderful poets that will be here today, and we will be talking about all the great things that's going on out there in the poetry world. As you know, this is the month that we have chosen to celebrate poetry. We have Mr. Blue on the line. Hello, Mr. Blue.
Hello, how you doing, Blue?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. Next, we have Austin the poet.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, Austin. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. And then we have Endure. Greetings to everyone. And then we have Mia the poet.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Hi. Okay. All right, well, again, we're in the remix. We're live. Why don't we start out by, let's start with you, Mr. Blue. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Hi, my name is T.D. Moore. My nickname is Blue, and I'm an author of Shades of Blue. It just came out. I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio. I was in the military and got out, and about 3 years ago, I started writing, seriously.
Okay. Thank you for that. And Austin the poet?
Yes, my name is John Austin Pristell. I go by John or Austin. I happen to like Austin better. I'm also a poet. I also did a little time in the military myself, 4 years. I was a military brat, traveled all around the world, and I've been writing ever since I was in elementary school, second grade, writing poems. And that's me.
All right, wonderful. Endure?
Yes. My name is actually Nisi. My performing name is Endure, and that's basically because I have a PhD, BA, every type of degree you can come up with from the School of Hard Knocks. And therefore, I've endured a lot, and I have a lot to bring to the table.
Okay. And Mia the poet?
My name is Mia Lee. Go by Mia or Mimi. Been writing poetry and since I can remember. It is my first love. I'm currently working on my first CD, Educational Lyrics. Should be out late this summer, early this fall. And I'm just happy to be here.
Okay. Well, I am certainly happy to have so much talent surrounding me in the remix. Why don't you guys do this for me? Tell me where everyone is from, and we can start with Mr. Blue.
Okay. Presently, I live in Hampton, Virginia, but I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, okay. And Austin?
Currently, I live in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Originally, I can't give you your original. I was born in Louisiana, but like I said, I traveled all over the world. But I grew up in Southeast Georgia, so I claim Georgia, Georgia boy.
Okay. And Endure?
Houston, Texas, the south side of Houston, South Park.
And Mia the poet?
Actually, I meant to say that I live in Columbus.
Okay.
And so.
Okay. All right, well, wonderful. Being that this is Poetry Month this month, what does poetry mean to each one of you, and how do you define poetry personally? And we'll take that question, and actually I'll go ahead and start with you, Endure.
Well, with me, it's a divine order opportunity to express basically visually putting a voice to it, everything that, you know, all your experiences. It's just a ray of creativity that somehow poetically it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does poetry mean to you, Endora? What does it, how does it, what does it mean to
you? It's freedom. It's freedom. With me, it's freedom. It actually challenges and it helps my mental capacity. You know, had it not been for my writing ability, you know, to just express, you know, man, it's freedom. It's breath.
Right. And what about you, Mr. Blue?
Well, poetry means to me it's a way to get out an expression that I hold deeply inside that I want to share, and I think that will help many people, you know, that's going through life. You know, it's just something beautiful to share with other beautiful people.
Okay. And Austin?
Yes, I can't really put a definite an explicit definition on poetry, but I think poetry defines itself. And me personally, I use poetry to understand my own feelings better. Sometimes I have feelings trapped inside of me, and when I get it out on paper and I look at it, I read it, I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel. And sometimes I use it to do the same thing for other people. Sometimes you can write something down on paper or speak it out loud, and the person who listens to it or who read it understands what they're going through a little bit better just because of how you expressed it.
Okay. And me as a poet?
Basically what they all said, but for me, writing is, it's like I think someone said, it's breath, it's life. Also, it is my sanity. I say this a lot. It is my therapy. It keeps me sane, you know, and sometimes when the world is going crazy, the pen and the pad or the laptop, the words, they do it for me. They bring me back down to earth. They let me know it's going to be okay. They're like my own personal couch and therapist that I can sit down and let it all out, and it's okay.
Right. It's wonderful. I think what this will be a good opportunity for each one of you to share maybe one of your favorite pieces or a piece that you would like to have all the listeners out there hear a little bit of your work. And I will just let you guys choose who wants to go first.
I go first.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Blue.
Thank you.
Okay. I wrote a piece called Two Ladies Honored. You know, it's just a short piece, but, you know, it's got a lot of meaning to it. This is called First One, Then Another One Leaves the World with Grace. Left a positive mark in this world we call the human race. These two ladies refused to be put in a certain so-called place. Changed minds by giving racism a common face. One in the 60s refused to give her seat up in the front of the bus. The other kept her husband's dream to free all of us. Both worked hard in giving speeches about being just. Today, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. That was wonderful. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay, Austin. Go ahead.
All right. This piece is called Problems, and it's about problems. That it doesn't necessarily, everything that I explain in this poem, I'm not necessarily going through it right now, but I've went through it at some point in time in my life, and I compiled it all into one poem. Problems, 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 problems. Always stressing on how to solve them, everybody got them. You never know. That person you see with a bright smile on their face jogging may be going through something equivalent to the most fierce shootout in Harlem. My life is marvelous compared to many I pass every day walking. I know talking to you about them won't solve them, but I'll feel much better afterwards, so here are my problems. I don't know where to start. I'll give them to you randomly. I'm worried about my cousin who has HIV. I hope she doesn't pass it on to her unborn baby. I remember when she was healthy, but the last time I seen her, she was so skinny. Her brother I'm close to, same age as me, is in the penitentiary for manslaughter, has the 9 on 20. And every time I go to see him, man, it just kills me. I caught a case pending in Santa Rosa County, resisting arrest without violence. A conviction could mean losing my security clearance needed for my job. They cuffed me so tight that night my hands throbbed. I did not cooperate with the cops. They viewed my silence as a block in their investigation, but I didn't bring it to a stop. They found who they were looking for, but still thought it necessary to cuff and lock me up for a night. Two hot meals and a cot. Left me with a $6,000 legal bill just to get the charges dropped. The price of gas hurts. I drive 50 miles round trip to work each day. My living expenses are increasing faster than my pay. Katrina devastated, so now home insurance is sky high. My premium went up. Looking at the bill hurts my eyes. Would love to live in my home alone, but I can't afford to yet. My mortgage payment is half my monthly paycheck. I need a roommate so that I can keep a little money in my pocket. An unexpected expense happened upon me. I hate to do it, but I have to ask Daddy for money. I would like to buy myself some new clothes, new shoes, but all of my currency is spent on bills, gas, and food. I make enough money to keep my head above water, which is more than some get, but like Peter, I want to walk on the water, doggone it. I have two cars. Both always seem to have loose bolts and nuts. No job is really secure. Who knows when they'll announce cuts? I cook, clean, and maintain my home all by myself. Would be nice if I had a lovely wife to help. Mother taught me well in the kitchen. I learned, and I think every man should. But to have someone cook for me out of love would feel so, so good. Dating costs lots of money, and I don't have it. A lot of females are corrupted by the time I get to them. They've been severely wounded time and time again and left with six or seven children. Well, no, about that part I'm playing. But you see where I'm coming from, you know what I'm saying. I would like my wife to have her first child by me. But I'm having to face reality. As each day goes by, that becomes less and less likely. I'm always running into crazy girls. I want kids, but wondering if I should bring another into this crazy world. One turkey day, my cousin fell into the pond at my mom's house. He's no longer living. I'm reminded of the tragedy every Thanksgiving, and every time I cast a line into that pond fishing. My first book is published, but I haven't the money to promote it. Local radio stations won't help me out. No appreciation for poets. Only ignorance. Sex and negativity sells, but I'm tired of hearing it. Why do people welcome subpar hip-hop and R&B, but actually deathly afraid of quality poetry? Oprah tripping. Still hasn't called to invite me on the show. I highly anticipate that call. I'm already packed and ready to go to Chicago, the Windy City Winfrey Show. Hurricane season is back, and my house is too close to the water. I'm afraid that cigarettes will one day claim my father. I found out about a year ago that my little brother smokes weed. How's that possible? He came up in the same environment as me. Mom and dad divorced after 23 years. All that for nothing? Well, no, I have two beautiful sisters and a brother. That's something. I wish my big sister get back on her feet soon. Right now, she's struggling. And my 18-year-old niece is showing. Pregnant. I hope that doesn't kill her dreams of going to college. This may be a roadblock, but I hope she does not think her dreams are demolished. I get razor bumps and my blood pressure is borderline. Even though I exercise and eat healthy, that shoulder injury from college is coming back to haunt me. It is really a struggle to live my life wholly with temptation all around. But I try because I don't want to be one left here on the ground now. I'm a pretty nice guy. I don't say much. I seldom shout, so people are always testing me to see what I'm about. I guess because of my calm demeanor, they doubt that I could ever get violent and knock them dead in their mouth. I love someone who is not the one, so will never be pronounced. Husband and wife, it kind of hurts my heart to scream it out. I sat for hours with pen and pad pondering on my couch. I have this tight poem in my head about it, but I can't get it out. Problems. Sometimes I find myself talking to myself, trying to convince myself for my own mental health. John? You good. A lot of people wish they could be in your shoes. So why are you singing the blues? All the money in the world won't make your life immune to bad news. You heard that alarm clock this morning, didn't you? As you rolled over to press news, did you think about the people who did not get to, taken away in their sleep or either did not have the strength to, stand up on their feet to face another 24, another battle in this war? You complain about having to fight. Would you rather wake up feeling like you have nothing to fight for? Huh. I guess I am blessed, even with all of my so-called stress. God won't put any more on me than I can handle this.
All right.
Wow. That was hot.
Snap.
Woo, I was trying to be over here. I had to put my phone on mute. I was over here hollering.
All right. Moving on. Indoor.
You said we can go, you know, as we please. Somebody else thought was going to be next. Okay, I'm ready. This piece is called Unsugar-Coated Reality. How can I get on this mic and not tell it right? How can I spit fake hype after living a life of pain and strife? No way I can sugarcoat reality. No way I can candy paint and bling away the misery. From birth, I tasted dirt living at the bottom. I learned early on about hurt, immune to sugar water bottles. Mama struggled along, too many memories of hearing her moan. Y'all know that song, Lord, help me to hold on. In my home, it was our national anthem. Surviving poverty, lights cut off, reading the Bible by candle. Thinking back, it's all in 3D, I can clearly see my granny, my mom, my two sisters, my brother, and me. I'm out of body looking down at us. Mama mad knowing what's up when she fuss. Hits with balled up fists, cords, belts, and switches. Low self-esteem, bitterness, confused, crying out for attention. Man, you with my mommy. Why you got your hands on the private part of my body? Trying not to snap with all of my might? Said isolated thoughts of ending my life. Had a baby before I was even legal to drive. All night the baby cried. All night I thought about suicide. Damn, I had no clue on how to live my own life. Now I gotta figure it out for two. Humiliation and bitterness is piling up. These matters has turned me rough. Labeled a tomboy because I'm walking tough. But it ain't enough to protect me, though. I'm even getting violated by my kin folks. Destroyed within, full of hate, cold, and mean. Tired of being beat, tired of being used by freaks. But still I don't speak what's really going on. Everyone thinks I'm weird because I'd rather be alone. At school, had different blues. No Levi's, no Nike shoes. Stood out different from the rest. Kmart and Payless brands made me feel less. High school dropout, more welfare handouts. Determined to find a better way out. Searching my sexuality, a dominant she. No closet, no hiding. Stubborn enough to be me.
All right.
Nice one.
Right. Mia.
Yes. I'm going to do She Is for you, Blue.
You have to understand the one about She Is. And I told Mia, if I was a poet, I would do She Is.
This is for the music lovers.
Okay, go ahead, Mia.
She is. Bobbing heads to the beat, snapping fingers in the air, she is. Swaying those big old hips to the beat. She carries the sound of soul, the navy of blues, the rhythm of R&B in those hips. She ignores the cat calls, the whistles of come here, mama. Sit those hips right here on this. Fist to the sky, close our eyes. She syncopates her rhythmic thighs to catch a syncopated beat and the singer's catchy rhymes. To and fro, back and forth, side to side, she sways those big old hips. High on another frequency, unheard by you or me, she rides. The offbeat of salsa, the downbeat of hip-hop, upbeat tempo swinging. She is old school like V-neck sweated young cats bebop singing. The crescendoing jazz tunes will draw her in deeper. The billowing tunes and lover's croons will keep her here longer. Bobbing heads to the beat, snapping fingers in the air, she is swaying those big old hips to the beat. She carries the sound of soul, the navy of blues, the rhythm of R&B in those hips. Those hips that hypnotize and make everyone recognize the downbeat, swinging, blue note singer singing, foot tapping, hand clapping music, banging on the wall, stopping feet down the halls kind of music. Latino-centric, Afro-centric, Cuban lace sounds, ay caramba, this hip-hop, hood hop, salsa mama getting down. Two-stepping for the name of music, she sashays, turning round and round. Everyone's eyes are on those gumbo, thickened hips. Every man in the joint yelling out, come and dance on this. She ignores him and fights the power, fist to the sky. Lifts up her skirt above her calves to get a groove just right. Music in her ears and music sparkling in her eyes. She is the essence of the beat, the soul of the rhythm and the heart of the sound. Bobbing heads to the record, spinning round and round. Snapping fingers in the air, she is music.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a perfect opportunity to say you are live in the remix. And we have Mr. Blue, Austin the poet, Indoor, and Mia the poet. If you would like to join in on the discussion or talk to any of these poets that we are featuring tonight, you can reach us at 646-652-2711. I think this is a perfect opportunity to bring a caller on the line after everybody has just shared with us a little bit of why they are called the poet. Hold on one second. I believe we have some callers on the line. Let's see here. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hi. Welcome to the remix. You had a question?
No, I just wanted to say that I'm really enjoying the show, and I think all the poets was fabulous. I didn't really know a whole lot about poetry, until now, and just listening to them is just fact. I really have been enjoying listening to them. It's just fabulous to sit and listen to it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in the remix.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. We have another caller here. Hold on 1 second. We'll take another call. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller? Whoa, we have a lot of callers. Hold on. Caller, are you there? Let's see if we can get the caller off there. Hello, caller? Guess we can't get the caller off. Well, we will continue. If you are calling into the remix, please hold on. I have a question for the poets, and I think this is a great opportunity. There is a lot of talk, and I've sort of been sort of educated on the difference between being a poet versus a spoken word artist. I want to know what each one of you take is on that. Mia, let me have you go first and just kind of tell me your take on what that means.
I think poetry is the whole. Like if you had music as a whole, but then you have different types of music. You have R&B, you have hip-hop, you have alternative, things like that. I think that's what spoken word is to poetry. It's just a form of verbal poetry. It's more of entertainment. It's just a different way, I think, to get poetry out, whereas most people, when you think of poetry, people think of the written part of it. Spoken word is really just like just what the words, what the name says. It's the spoken part of it.
Okay. And Austin?
Well, initially, when I first heard the term spoken word, I didn't really understand the difference between spoken word and poetry. And now that I've been writing for a while, and I got a book out and all that, I still don't understand the difference.
Well, I'm with you on that, Austin.
I just haven't been able to grasp it yet. I kind of feel with a... I thought about it how Mia just explained it. That was Mia talking, right?
Yes.
About poetry being the written part and spoken word being the actual spoken part. But I don't know. I can't really pinpoint it. Really, to tell you the truth.
Okay. And Mr. Blue.
Well, I think the spoken word is like a part of poetry. It's like a first paragraph of poetry, you know, it's part of it. It's one part of it, but it's not the whole. But spoken word kind of speaks, you know, for everybody. Kind of speaks your heart.
Okay. And Indoor?
I think they're both great, and it's like they're both, but it's like one. And I'll say, like, spoken word, It's like the verb, you know, and like the brother was saying, the feel of the poetry is the flow, the vibe, and the spoken word is it's the verb. And I don't think that I mentioned I have a book coming out soon too. It's called Ghetto Poetry.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that. We are live in the remix. We do have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to the remix.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful.
Great.
I just wanted to say that I love everyone's piece. John, how you doing? It's LaQuinta.
Hey.
Oh, LaQuinta.
Like, John, you know I'm mad at you. You should have did Why Can't You Pay, but that's cool. I'm a big fan of John and Mia. I don't know the other two, but I like their work as well. I just want to say that spoken word is more like the art of performance poetry. That's what I get out of it, because when I write poetry, there's a difference between poetry for the page and poetry for the stage. When you just read a poem, that's just reading poetry. But when you get up there and put some spank on it, is what I call it, that's me, like the spoken word aspect of poetry.
Okay.
That's my take on it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the remix, and we will be seeing you soon, right?
Right. All right. See you guys later.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Okay. Well, we are live in the remix. Now, let me ask you guys a question since we're all here. Is there a question that you may want to ask each other? Is there any question you want to ask each other now that you kind of heard each other's work?
Yes, this is Endure.
Okay.
And I guess my question to everyone would be, how long have you guys, I'll say, been more professionally doing what you're doing, and what were your challenges?
I'll speak first on that one. And this is Mia. I've only been doing it probably as far as trying to do it as a way of living, probably about a year and a half. Through the encouragement of my brother, who said, you know, you should really put this on CD and do this, and also through a lot of the poets at Black Pearl Poetry in Columbus, Ohio, Ed Mabry, Will Evans, who they show, yeah, you can do this, and they show you, and they're willing to share their craft and how they do it. The biggest challenge, I would say, is just trying to get certain people, because, you know, poetry is big, but some people, like in the music industry in different places, are not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And I think dealing with this, some studios in different places, I would say to you guys or whoever out there is thinking about doing this, do your homework and really research these studios and these different people that you're working with, because, you know, I didn't, and I learned a hard lesson through that. So I think that's the biggest challenge is, and then just getting over the fact that, like I was telling Blue in a previous conversation, mm-hmm. you have to really promote yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe that you can do it, why is everybody else going to believe you? So I think that's the biggest thing, is promoting yourself and putting yourself out there and just being, saying, you know what, I can do this. Someone special to me said to me, you know, if you want this, you need to claim it. And that's what I had to do. When I said, you know what, I'm going to claim this, things started happening.
Okay. Very good point. Austin?
Yes, I've been doing this professionally for about a year. It's not all I do. I have a day job, too. I work as an IT specialist, but my book has been a year and a few months. It's called Boy vs. Girl. And the challenges I faced initially was, first, traditional publishers don't want an unknown poet off the street, you know.
Right.
It's not that easy to just walk them into a publisher's office and be like, yo, I want my book published. It takes a long time. You have to get a literary agent whom you have to pay, and it's a long process, So I decided to self-publish, but there are challenges that go along with that also, because all the money in marketing, you're spending all that when you self-publish. The cost for getting your book out there, to get it in book form, that's all on you. And so everybody has a financial limit, and so that's a challenge. And then just finding the time to set aside to push your work. I mean, because poetry initially, it's not gonna pay the bills. So you have to keep doing you have to stick with your day job and pursue your passion afterwards. And so finding the time to do all that is a challenge.
Okay. Mr. Blue?
Well, I've been writing for about maybe 3 years, and I wasn't really, it was just like a hobby, you know, just something I like writing, you know, in spare time. And I decided to go ahead and get all my articles published. And one day I received a letter from a publisher asked me to send my transcript in. I kind of played it off. I said, yeah, they're just playing. And so I threw it to the side, and about 3 months later, I went up there, picked it up, read it, and I said, well, let me try this. And I called them, talked to them, sent them my transcript, and they said, yeah, I'd like to publish you. My book is called Shades of Blue. You know, it's a little bit about the shades of blue is like shades of life, you know, where you have your positives, your negatives of life, Shades of Blue kind of hits it all. You know, my first book, it's supposed to be a series of five. In the first book, it's got a lot of romance in it and everything else. But, you know, you share that feeling of how you're feeling right at that time, I believe. So the struggle to me is trying to get the word out and trying to get the word out to as many people as you can. Because I would love to see everybody have a book of Shades of Blue in their house.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think this is a perfect opportunity for everyone to just kind of do a round robin and let all the listeners out there listening, especially all of my Remix listeners and my MySpace listeners, know how to get in touch with you. So, Mr. Blue, if someone is interested in finding out more about you and your project you have or purchasing your book, go ahead and let us know how we can reach you.
Okay. For right now, I'm working on two more websites, but for right now, I'm on MySpace, so it'd be MySpace Blue Poet, the number one, and you can contact me, write me anytime, and that's it. What was the other question? Sorry.
Okay. No, that was it. Just wanted to know how to reach you. Austin? Let everybody know how we can get in touch with you.
I have a website called boyversusgirl.com, www.boyversusgirl.com. You spell out verses, which features my book. It's a book about relationships. It highlights a lot of the challenges and obstacles we come across in trying to find and maintain love in relationships. The theme of the book is kind of like the ongoing clash between men and women. It's not a how-to book, but it's just a book that paints pictures of different situations that come up in relationships. It's a book full of my experiences and observations. You can get a hold of me at my website, www.boyversusgirl.com, and also my username, my display name on MySpace is Austin the Poet. That's Austin _the_poet.
Okay. All right. Indoor?
Yes. Well, at this time, my MySpace, as well as my web page, is under construction.
Okay.
Y'all know how that goes. So I would say the best way to get in contact with me and stay, you know, informed is through Miss Blue.
That's right. You guys can send all your contact information, or if you want to know more about Endure and what she has going on, send it to me. And my MySpace page, of course, is www.myspace.com/Mrs. M-I-S-S Blue, as in the color, B-L-U-E, Raz, R-A-S, Barry, B-E-R-R-Y, and Wind, W-I-N-D, like the wind that blows. Okay, Mia?
Right now, I'm currently working on my webpage, but the easiest way to get a hold of me is I have two MySpace pages. I have a personal page, which is... of course, www.myspace.com/MiaDaPoet, and that's Mia, M-E-A, Da Poet, P-O-E-T, or my other one, which is www.myspace.com/MiaDaPoetMusic, which is my actual music page that has some of my tracks on there.
Okay, wonderful. We do have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, welcome to the remix.
Thank you. You know what it is, right? No, this is Osmosis.
Oh, Osmosis! I didn't catch your voice. How are you, Osmosis?
I'm good. Just hanging out here at the house, just listening to the interview and everything. It's kind of late chiming in. Okay. But I just want to give a big up to everybody, you know, on the show, and you know, especially the two on there from Writer's Block, Nia the Poet and John. You know, it's been wonderful working with you guys and reading your work and listening to your work as well.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Matter of fact, we owe you a special thanks.
Hey, no problem. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look out for one another, you know.
That's it. That's what it's all about, helping each other, sharing our gifts with the world. Osmosis, thank you so much for stopping by. And,
hey, not a problem.
Thanks,
Mo. All
right, no problem.
Go ahead, Osmosis. Oh, guess Osmosis is gone. We do have another caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and take this call. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Guess the caller is not there. Okay. All right, I apologize for that. Well, it looks like it's a busy night over here. Caller, are you there? All right, caller's not there. Hello, is everyone else still there?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay, long as we have everyone else on the line, I have a question for you guys. Who is your favorite poet? And why? Other than yourself, who is your favorite poet?
Well, mine is Langston Hughes. I always liked him. That's when I really got interested in poetry, is listening to him. It seems like his poetry from the early 30s, 40s, 50s are still unique today, you know, still that we're still going through. You know, a couple favorites of that is the one he wrote is I Too, Florida Road Worker, Me and the Mule, and then Mississippi Levee. You know, if you read them, you'll see how they relate to things that's going on today.
Okay. Well, and thank you for that. And Langston Hughes is certainly a favorite poet of mine as well. We do have another call. I'm going to take this call. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to the Remix.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say that this is a great forum. I'm currently at work and don't get a chance. I love poetry and the whole forum of just people expressing themselves and listening to the words that are coming from their heart and their soul. I love all the poets. They were really good. And this forum is so great. I hope that you will do something like this in the future with other poets and maybe have some of those that you have there tonight come back. Because being in this space, I'm able to work and actually enjoy some good poetry. So just wanted to say thank you for sharing and giving working people an opportunity to get out, per se.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening into the Remix, and I'm sure that all of the poets that are here are more than welcome to stop by the Remix anytime, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from them. Definitely make sure you get their contact information so you can keep up with them as well, and I will keep you posted on things that they have coming up. Their CD projects that they have, any books, and some even movie deals. So, yes, we do like to think of ourselves at The Remix as a work-friendly. And thank you so much for calling in, caller.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So, next, who would like to tell me what, who's their favorite poet?
Mine is Andre 3000 of Outkast.
Andre 3000 of
yeah,
Outkast.
I think he's much more of a poet than he is a rapper. He's extremely talented. He sets himself apart in the industry. Great storyteller, and he's deep, but not so deep that you drown in the lyrics. He's able to reach listeners with ease, I think. And his rhymes are simple but complex at the same time. And yeah, that's my favorite poet, Andre 3000.
All right, and next?
This is Mia. I really, honestly, and I've been asked this so many times, I can't say, I was sitting here thinking, I can't say who, I don't have one favorite poet. I felt like there's too many. I can name, you know, off the top of my head, I thought of, you know, probably about 20 or 30 poets off the top of my head who I greatly admire, and I can't pick one above the other. I belong to a website, the Underground Poet Society, where I'm a moderator, and there's so many undiscovered phenomenal poets on there that it's just like every day I go in there and read, it's like, wow. Then, you know, I go to open mics, you just hear them. I can't pick one person. I just can't do it.
Okay. Fair enough. Endure?
I'm like in a, I feel the same way she feels, and I'm a Langston Hughes fan, William Shakespeare, but at the same time, I don't know if you guys heard, you know, Jill Scott just rocket, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, you know, you get me on Jill Scott, it is over. So, Jill, you know, Jill Common, Mos Def, you know, the hip-hop artists that just, you know, come on with it. Oh, it's lovely when they do. It's so lovely. It's so lovely. So, you know, I'm like, it's a variety. It's a variety.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And I think this is perfect for the next question that I will ask you guys. Lately in the media, there has been a lot of controversy, not only surrounding the N-word and hip-hop and just some of the stereotypic scenes that we have, but recently, Russell Simmons has called sort of for him taking his stand on eliminating some of these words being used in the hip-hop, in the hip-hop culture. What is your take on that, about maybe banning some of these words that are being used, you know, the N-word, the B-word, things like this? What's your feel on that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, this is Endure, and I had to, my book, Ghetto Poetry, Surviving Sins, it addresses this, and it's just so ironic that the Amos controversy and, you know, Miss Oprah Winfrey, you know, had the panel there, all this, and it's like, man, you know, I've been talking about this, you know, I've been talking about this for quite a while, and I'm a hip-hop product as well, you know, and to me that's what ghetto poetry is, you know, that's what rap is to me, it's just ghetto poetry, you know, it's all the same, but it's like, okay, enough is enough, but as far as I don't feel like it should come down to politicians or what have you to come and censor. I feel like the industry, from artists to whomever, should pause the balling and the blinging long enough to self-check and realize, okay, words hold power, and a lot of those words are very destructive. We're going to just keep it with the youth, you know, because 9 times out of 10, the majority that's on the mic aren't youths. But who's addicted and attached to this form of music are youth, and it's destructive. And we got it. That's just point blank real. That's real. And it's sad that the Amos situation is bringing it to light. But let's go ahead and deal with this, because when will it stop? When will it stop? Like I said, the youth are addicted to this. And with their language, with the way they dress, with they're trying to live out the whole gangster life, and they're going to prison. Do not mind, because they feel like that's the route to go to get to the bling. Mm. What you see on the video, hey, you know, young G's, they all blinging, so why would I be at home listening to mama about pulling my pants or about not doing this? Hey, look at here, you in this house suffering like I'm suffering. But a lot, when I see these videos, they got it going on. So whatever route it took for them to have it going on, hey, they want it too. So individually, I feel like it should be a responsibility, because you are human first, mankind. Hey, whoa, pause. This is not how it should go. That's how right. I personally feel.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Endure. Austin, what's your take?
I'm all for freedom of speech. But a lot of what these rappers are saying, I mean, you can't. If you're raised in that type of culture, if you're raised in the culture where that type of language and what is acceptable, and that's all you saw around you, then of course in your art that's what's going to come out. But that
so let me ask you this real quick, Austin. You said this is what a lot of rappers are accustomed to, but it's also poets as well.
Yeah, you're right. It's poets and rappers. I should say both. Poets and rappers do the same thing. Whatever culture you came from, whatever you were raised out of,
right.
That's going to bleed over into your art. Now that doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean it's right. Just because you were taught wrong doesn't mean you should continue doing wrong. You know.
Right.
But not everyone is conscious enough to figure that out. If some people are ignorant and don't want to learn about don't want to learn anything better. Like Endure said, words are powerful. Words are very powerful, and music is too. When you put them both together, it's like a nuclear bomb. And people, but we're using that the wrong way. We're using that bomb the wrong way. We could use it to do so much better. And a lot of it falls on corporate America because they're allowing it out there. Because the artists, they don't have the money to put it out there themselves. Corporate America puts it out there because it's a moneymaker.
Mm.
And so, you know, when money's involved, you know, when money's involved, people throw the rules out the window. It'll take a lot for them to turn things around. I applaud Russell Simmons for doing what he's doing, but I think he should have done it a lot earlier.
Sure.
Because it's corporate America's fault. I don't have the money to put my lyrics out to distribute it to millions of people. You know, they're letting it out there. The people who have the money are letting it out there. So,
level form of slavery. All right. Well, thank you for that, Austin the Poet. Mia, what's your take?
Yeah. So I've been talking about this, I think, for the last 2 or 3 weeks at work, everywhere. And honestly, I think one of the places, like Endure and all said, you know, words give power, but we give them power.
Hmm.
And you can call me a B, you can call me whatever, but if I know I'm not that, then it slides off my back like you know, water. It's nothing to me. Because if I give you that power to say it and hurt me, then that's what it's going to do. But also I think a lot of the issue is the parents.
Right.
You know, because I grew up in a hip-hop household. You know, I grew up, my mother, you know, was an educated woman, and she let me know, yeah, you can watch BET, you can watch MTV, but this is what it is.
Right.
You know, you can have the Mercedes, you can have the money, but there are other ways to get it than showing your behind or calling these people's names or doing it this way. There are different ways to do it, and I think it comes with the parents. I knew the separation growing up between this is TV and this is real life.
Right.
This might be real life for someone, but it doesn't have to be real life for me. I have that power to make that decision. And I think it comes down to the parents. We have to, you know, we have to tell our children, you know, yeah, it's on TV, but that doesn't mean that that's the only way for you to go and that's the only route to go. But, and like Austin said, money, you know, is everything. And as a consumer, you know, especially African, speaking, you know, to the African-American community, we have a lot of, you know, we spend a lot of money, especially in the entertainment and the music. Shut the music off. Stop buying the records. When you stop buying the records, the music industry will stop putting it out. Because if they see that the record sales are declining on this person or this type of music, then they're not going to put their money there to back that artist.
Okay. Okay, that was Mia the Poet. Mr. Blue, what's your take?
I think creative words are more powerful than the N word and the B word and all that stuff. I think if it's unique to use words, you know, to try to increase your vocabulary or whatever, using other words other than them type of words. Most of my poetry, well, all of my poetry, you'll never find the words in it. So, you know, hopefully that'd be something that somebody can take in and take notice, because I don't use them in my poetry.
Okay. We do have a caller on the line. We are live in the remix with Mr. Blue. We have Austin the Poet. We have Endure and Mia the Poet. And we're going to go ahead and take another call. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to the remix.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. They call me Camille. I have a question for, not really a question, a comment. Just like Russell Simmons and some of the Mr. Amos used the N-word. To me, nigga, that became the hip-hop culture. It's confusing in a sense to me because some people are still getting confused with nigger with the G-E-R than with the G-A. Our black Americans have changed the negative word in a sense to the positive.
It'll never be positive.
Well, You don't think it's not positive, but they're trying to polish it up, in a sense. I personally don't think there's nothing wrong with it, not the nigga, because that is hip hop in a sense. No.
I think that if a white person can't come up to you and call you nigga, then if you don't think that's okay, then
no.
Well, if that's not okay, if it's not okay for a white person or anybody other than black to come up to you and call you a nigga, then I don't think anybody should use it. I don't think you have the right to call anybody else by that name either.
And please let me say this. This is Endure Again. Can we please, our race, not get comfortable at all? Not because hip-hop has made it cute. Let's unsugarcoat it. Don't sugarcoat it. Let's keep it unsugarcoated. There is a such thing that hadn't been dealt with called plantation aftermath. Once we back up and understand that, you wouldn't want it to be nigga, please.
Okay, very well said. We have another caller on the line. I want to go ahead and make sure they're joined into the discussion. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, this is Osmosis again.
Okay, Osmos, and you wanted to join into the conversation as well. We have about 8 minutes before we wrap this up, but this is excellent conversation. So go ahead, Osmosis.
Well, you know, I got to agree with the poets that are on the air, you know, because a lot of things that happen today in hip-hop, like Nia was saying that, you know, a lot of the records that are put out there by these people, if we stop buying them, because what irritates me mostly about these folks that's on TV and blinging and everything is our money that's helping them blink. And the big problem is, you know, with, like, most of my poems, like I told you the other night, you know, I try to stay away from that word and try to stay away from, you know, using curse words a whole lot because, you know, you got younger children out here buying these albums and buying these books and things, and whatever they see us as the older black generation do, you know, they're going to want to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, because my job consists of doing inspections and stuff, and I got on this kid the other day and told him, hey, you know, pull your pants up, you know, straighten your hat out, you know, and he looked at me like, you know, you ain't my daddy, but, you know, the fact of the matter is you're going to be scrutinized everywhere you go just by, you know, the way you look and the way that you carry yourself. So, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that these days, and I'm glad that, you know, because I was looking at 106 and Park this afternoon, and Russell Simmons was on there, and he was talking about the issue and brought it to light, you know, about how, you know, you have things that deal with, like, street codes, you know, the snitching and using the B word, the H word, and the N word, you know. And the thing is that we're putting ourselves out there, and we're making ourselves look bad when we do this. And going back on what Austin said, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we look at everything that goes down, you know, I lost my train of thought, but when we look at things that go down, you know, when we use those words, it just makes us look foolish, basically.
Okay, well, thank you. That was Osmosis. You are live in the remix. I believe we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, did you want to join in the discussion? We have about 6 minutes left.
No, I won't. I just really do. I will say that how do you really feel about us as African Americans really, truly, truly calling each other the N-word in front of each, you know, in front of other people?
Can I please be?
Okay. This is what we're going to do. I know everyone wants to answer. Someone has their computer on or the sound. If you can turn that down. I'm going to give each of you about 30 seconds, and we're going to take it, and then we're going to go to the next question. I'm going to start with Mr. Blue and let you address this question, and we'll go all the way around the room. Mr. Blue, your time. Go.
I'm sorry. Say the question again. I had a little distortion.
Oh, okay. The question was, how do you feel being called the N-word?
Oh, I personally don't like it. I think it's demeaning to either way it's said, whether it's said with the nigger or the nigga, it doesn't matter. It still means the same, you know. That word, when it comes from a white person or something like that, it comes with baggage, you know, that we've been carrying for hundreds of years. That's why it means different. when we hear it. But either way, when we hear it from our people or we hear it from white people, it still means the same. It's still a demeaning word.
Okay. Austin, your time. Go.
I think it should be nixed altogether. I don't think it's ever an acceptable time to use it, except for maybe when you're trying to explain some history. I don't like black people calling me that word. I don't like white people calling me that word. My friends who hang around me know not to call me that, whether they're black or white. I don't accept it. If they do call me that, I let them know, hey, I'm not that. So.
All right, Mia, go.
I might catch some flack for it, but you know I do use the word. I respect, you know, like Austin, I have friends who don't like it, and so I don't use it around them. But I use it. It's not something I just use openly out in public. It is something I use with a group of people who I know it's okay to use it with, and I guess it is what it is.
Okay. Endure, your turn.
Yes. If you guys would please give me the opportunity to summarize it with a piece that's from my book. I didn't want to, you know, bring this out at all, but I have to. The caller that just called, and it is entitled Nigger Please. It's called Nigger Back Then, Nigger Is My Friend. Nigger is a sin, nigger is a trend. Nigger tell me when, nigger comprehend. My nigger, use a nigger. Now, which nigger do you think is the deadliest trigger? Use a nigger with hate or for my nigger's sake? Nigger needs to eliminate, nigger needs to celebrate. Nigger's always acting out, nigger always finding a way out. Black ass nigger, black and proud, my nigger. I'm so sick and tired, so tired of being sick of this constant conflict concerning the N-word. Just say it, nigger. It's being said, being whispered and screamed. Nigger to uplift, but more so nigger to demean. But please don't step to me wanting to dab using the N-word, because I'll be quick to point out, nigger got beat, lynched, sold, divided, physically and mentally raped by a white man. Nigger got shot, stabbed, snitched out, robbed, physically and mentally raped by a black man. So nigger, please.
All right. Are you still there?
Wow. I hear that.
I think we all heard that. Endora, are you still there?
Ghetto poetry coming soon. Come on, we got to take it back to history to understand this great mystery. You understand why we rob each other, kill each other, and fight. Come on, man. It's realer than the artist. The money is generating, but let's back up. You know, like I said, that plantation life has yet been, it hadn't been told. It's not over. It's just cleverly being disguised. That's all. It's not over. But when we realize this, we're going to continue deteriorating.
And very, very well said, Endure. And I think this is certainly a conversation that I will invite you guys back, and we will continue to discuss this. We have approximately 1 minute and 53 seconds left in this exciting episode of The Remix. I just want to thank everyone for joining in the discussion. And at this time, I do have a question. Now that we have talked a little bit about the poetry, things that we're doing, everyone knows how to get in touch with you guys. If you go to my MySpace page, which is MySpace, of course, and then / Mrs. Blue Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, Wynn, you'll be able to find all of the poets featured here on tonight's show there. So if you need to get in touch with them, this also will be able to be rebroadcast, so you can come back and you can listen to the show again and get that information. At this time, I would like to take a few seconds just to do a round robin and have everyone tell me what inspires them the most to write their poetry, to write your books, whatever you do that you're contributing to the world in a positive way. And let's start with Mia.
Life, just living, seeing what my friends go through, going through what I go through. You know, I get my muse is everything. I get my inspiration from everything, so pretty much everything.
All right, wonderful. Endure.
Yes, I think first and foremost, it's my awe and intriguing God. You know, first, past all these name callings and these different titles, that we like I said, dissect one another with, there is a God.
Right.
And we are totally abandoning that. We are totally ignoring it and disrespecting it. God.
All right. Austin.
What inspires me is the fact that I can touch people with these words. I can make people laugh. I can make people cry. I can make people think, huh. The fact that I could reach into somebody's mind, into somebody's heart with simple words, that's what inspires me.
Okay, Mr. Blue.
I think being able to say what other people want to say but just can't say it, I want to be that person and say it for them. I want to be their voice if I can. That's what inspires me. When I hear people sit back and just, you know, smile, and you know that they feel it in their heart, just what I'm trying to put out.
All right. Well, on that note, you are live in the remix. Thank you. Thanks to everyone who participated in the show and called in. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Do we just hang up?
Yeah. Are we still on the air?
Hey, how did y'all like it? Well, did it go down okay? Oh, we off the air, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
I enjoyed it. It was my first go around. I enjoyed it. I'm sweating. I got crunk when that caller called in and talked about it. I think it's okay. Oh, heck. Oh, man. I had my hand up in the air like y'all can see, like, please let me go. Please let me go. But I enjoyed this. And I thank all of you guys for being on the show with me because, you know, I'm gaining something from you guys as well. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. It's good hearing other poets too, because usually I don't really listen to a lot of other poets right now.
Yeah.
Other than my page, but you know it's inspiring to hear other poets, you know, with the same ideas.
Yeah. Y'all be prepared, you know.
Y'all want to hear something funny? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, my boy. I'm laughing because my boyfriend just posted a comment. If you go to my personal page, which is Mia the Poet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He changed his name to nigga, whatever. And he just posted a comment. I'm like, who is this just posted a comment? And I knew him. He is a mess. I'm sorry.
Yeah. A lot of humor, huh?
Yeah.
Meeting, and we have to get together to this again because y'all were phenomenal. I mean, Endure, I was feeling that nigga because, you know what, I feel you, girl.
Yeah.
Austin, yo, you blew me. Yo, I had to put my phone on mute. You made me catch the ghost, dog. I caught the ghost, and you was just like, you know what, I want to have my first baby with the woman I want to marry, but, you know, it, I don't know.
Yeah.
When you was just speaking, I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
I have to talk to this brother. And then Blue, I mean, much respect to you, your book. I'm going to make, you know what?
Yeah.
Hit me up on MySpace and let me know how I can get your book because I'm all about, I have a bookshelf just dedicated in my apartment for poets because, you know what, if we don't support each other, nobody's going
to
do it.
Exactly. We have to do it more so than talk about it, but seriously, this, like, we hear somebody, like, kick out, they got a project, man, we have to support one another. We have to support one another because that's the only way we can get. And you know what? Really, to me, this is a great opportunity for us because, you know, hip-hop is getting smashed on. Hey, let this rise to show hip-hop, hey, you can express yourself with your same environment in a different way to uplift.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, this is an opportunity for us. So, you know, let's come together. I'm for it.
Believe it or not, hip-hop is embracing poets, too. Cause,
yeah, they are.
Because if you look at my page, you'll see from all over the world, from Africa to even Greenland, you know, it's funny. But they're embracing hip-hop, embracing poetry, and they're grasping it, and I enjoy it.
People are coming around.
Yeah. I got a CD come out, too. It's called Unsugarcoated Reality. So, you know, I'm just a fool for thought, and, hey, just tick me off. I'm quiet. I'm real, real quiet. But if you tick me off, oh, man. You know, I got to speak to me.
That's how we all write, isn't it?
Look, I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to always keep it true. Yeah. But I appreciate it. So you guys have a wonderful night, and I hope that we get the opportunity to meet one another, you know, and do this again.
You know, I will put the bug in your ear now.
Okay.
The Underground Poet Society, which you go to my main page, their MySpace page is on there. It's a website. I'm one of the global moderators.
Tell me about your page again. What's your page?
It's just, you go to MySpace, it's Mia the Poet. It's my personal page. It's private. Just okay. Request me. I'm on there all the freaking time.
Okay.
Mia the Poet, and then also you go to Mia the Poet Music, which is my music page, which I, try to be, it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
But I blog a lot, all that stuff. I always got something to say. We actually I'm going to Florida. I need a vacation, but going to Florida next month to look at hotels. We are planning a poetry conference.
Okay.
Where we're going to have workshops, have a good weekend of just some straight networking with people where you'll get to
know
your
part?
The first place, we're going to try to do it every year and move it. But the first year, which will hopefully be next year, late spring, early summer, in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale, okay.
See what's up.
Are any of y'all in Florida right now?
Yeah, I live in Fort Walton Beach. It's in the Panhandle, Florida.
Where's that? Because I have no clue.
Do you know where Tallahassee is?
Yeah. Okay. You're not going to be where I'm at. I'm gonna be in Pompano Beach.
Yeah. You live in North Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. I live in.
I used to live in Crestview. Yeah.
Okay. I'm right up the road from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be in Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area for 5 or 6 days, half business, half relaxation. I need it. Pray for me, because, folks, like I said, writing is my sanity. If it wasn't for writing, I'd be somewhere locked up. But, yeah, we're going to put it together. So just keep that in mind, and I, of course, will let y'all know about that. I think it'll be a great opportunity. I think it'll be a great thing. We're trying to get, several hundred poets there just to network, hear everybody, do some open mic, do some workshops, different things, just to, do something we all love to do.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds good. Just let me know when.
Oh, I'm all about promotion. I'll do it. I'll let y'all know.
Okay, let's all continue to network, and everybody have a good night. This is Endure, and I'm going to go ahead and clock out now and drink me a little glass of wine.
Okay, Austin,
you need to calm down. That one caller got you excited.
Oh, yeah, I got to call. I'm saying right now I am scratching the back of my head. Like, it's okay, come on.
Yeah, quite a few callers calling. I was surprised. I didn't expect that many.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I think she'll get hit on this one a lot too though. I think her little space will get.
All right, well y'all have a good night.
God bless, and I'll see y'all on my space.
All right, okay. Okay. Y'all take
care
then.
You want to take it easy?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.